home. And is super excited about that. And nervous, as we all were.
Thanks, Heather.
Yeah,
I'm pretty nervous about buying my first home, and I've been checking my phone constantly for text messages from a realtor. But anyways, morning, y'all. So during April 2014 through October 2015, approximately 99,000 residents of Flint, Michigan were affected by the changes in their drinking water quality after their water source was switched. And this is obviously a map of Michigan, and Flint is located in Genesee County, about 66 miles north of Detroit. On April 25th, 2014, the city of Flint, Michigan switched their water supply from the Detroit water system to the Flint River. The Flint River is more corrosive than Detroit water due to higher chloride content. Without appropriate treatment such as adequate phosphates for corrosion control, the switch in water sources resulted in corrosion of the water distribution pipes and leaching of lead and other contaminants into the water system. On September 24, 2015, the Hurley Medical Center study showed increased blood lead levels in Flint children. On October 1, 2015, Genesee County Board of Commissioners and Genesee County Health Department declared a public health emergency and advised Flint residents not to drink unfiltered municipal drinking water, and therefore many resorted to drinking bottled water. On January 16, 2016, President Obama declared a state of emergency for the city of Flint and Genesee County. So we know that lead exposure can result in damaging health effects. Lead toxicity can adversely affect every organ system, and children are more susceptible than adults to adverse health effects of lead exposure. In response to the Flint water crisis emergency, elevated blood lead levels were measured in February 2016. However, what we didn't know was how the chronic consequences of the Flint water crisis affected Flint residents. We heard about community concerns, with residents expressing profound stress, worry, and depression, but we did not know the extent. The Flint Community Resilience Group, composed of partners from the Michigan Department of Health and Human Services, Genesee County Health Department, Genesee Health System, and the University of Michigan at Flint, requested CDC to assist with a community assessment for public health emergency response, or CASPER, to estimate the extent of community behavioral health concerns and understand behavioral health needs. The main objectives of this CASPER were to assess self-reported behavioral health concerns for adults defined as age 21 or older, and children defined as under 21, both at the household and individual level, as well as household access to behavioral health services and perceived barriers. Our sampling frame was the geographic city limits of Flint, which is the area that is highlighted here red on the map, and this included approximately 25,000 housing units. We used a multi-stage cluster sampling design. And using U.S. Census data, 30 clusters, which are shown in yellow on this map, were selected based on probability proportional to size. And within each cluster, interview team selected 7 households by systematic random sampling. Data were collected from May 17th to 19th, 2016, using a 2-page questionnaire. Eligible participants resided in a selected household and were at least 18 years or older. We asked both household level and individual level questions in our survey. 180 interviews out of our goal of 210 interviews were conducted for a completion rate of 85.7%. Data were analyzed with EpiInfo and SAS. Data were weighted to adjust for non-random sampling to obtain population estimates and household level and individual level weighting. Individual level behavioral health responses were then compared to responses from the 2014 Michigan Behavioral Risk Factor Surveillance System, or BRFSS. To address objective one, we assessed self-reported behavioral health concerns for adults and children. There were 80 households with at least one household member under 21 years. Among these households, 54% reported that one or more household members under 21 had at least one self-reported behavioral health concern more than usual since October 2015. And this is when the municipal water advisory was issued. Many of these members reported experiencing the following more than usual, including 35% reporting trouble concentrating, 35% reporting aggressiveness, and 36% reporting problems sleeping. Among households interviewed, 67% reported that one or more household members 21 years or older had at least one self-reported behavioral health concern more than usual since October 2015. Many reported these members experiencing the following more than usual, including 43% reporting depressed mood, 48% reporting problems sleeping, and 50% reporting anxiety and stress. Individual level questions regarding behavioral health were adopted from the BRFSS, including questions on symptoms of depression from the Patient Health Questionnaire 2 and anxiety questions from the Generalized Anxiety Disorder 2 in a hospital-based patient health questionnaire survey. We found that 29% of individuals reported self-reported symptoms of depression and 33% self-reported symptoms of anxiety over the two-week period prior to this CASPER. We also asked individuals about quality of life indicators from the 2000 Michigan Behavioral Risk Factor Surveillance System. So shown here in blue are the percentage of respondents from the 2014 Michigan BRFSS that reported physical illness and injury, reported mental health concerns, and interruption of normal activities for the 14 or more days over the last 30 days. Shown in maroon are the results from the 2016 Flint CASPER. The percentage that reported physical illness and injury, reported mental health concerns, and interruption of normal activities was higher and significantly different from the results of the 2014 Michigan BRFSS. To address objective two, we asked questions about household access to behavioral health services and perceived barriers. Regardless of age, approximately a quarter of households reported difficulties seeking behavioral health services. The barriers in seeking behavioral health services included 47% reporting having a hard time trusting in providers, 30% reporting that services were too expensive, and 26% reporting not having transportation to these services. In summary, the majority reported that one or more household members, regardless of age, had at least one behavioral health concern more than usual. Approximately one out of three individuals self-reported symptoms of anxiety or depression over the last two-week period prior to the CASPER. We found an increased prevalence of individuals with negative quality of life indicators. And additionally, approximately one out of four households reported difficulty seeking behavioral health services. The limitations of this CASPER are that the surveys reflect a self-report at a single point in time. And additionally, behavioral health concerns experienced in this community might not be attributed solely to this Flint water crisis alone. Other factors, including individual household circumstances, have likely influenced the behavioral health concerns of these residents. Based on the results of this CASPER, the following recommendations were made. Focus additional resources on behavioral health interventions and follow-up assessment. Consider the impact of economic factors when implementing behavioral health interventions, and increase community involvement and engagement in the recovery phase of the Flint water crisis to help ease community anxiety. The results of this CASPER are currently helping public health authorities guide ongoing recovery efforts in Flint. Behavioral health services were increased to provide prevention screening and early intervention for children and youth. A $4.8 million grant from the Substance Abuse Mental Health Services Administration, or SAMHSA, was awarded to the City of Flint to provide services and support to youth and families who have experienced trauma since the Flint water crisis. Additionally, a $500,000 grant from SAMHSA was awarded to Michigan Department of Health and Human Services in order to hire outreach workers from the Flint community to provide crisis services and support for underserved adults, expand current behavioral health services to all affected adults in Flint, as well as to educate Flint citizens about the services they can receive in their own community. And of course, Little Miss Flint still advocates for her hometown, and there's still a long way to go. But out of this Flint water crisis, we have the opportunity to rebuild trust and better the public health of this community. So I'd like to acknowledge all that helped with this CASPER to make it successful, and thank you all for your time.